Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to Sunday Magazine here at Odyssey Radio. It's Melanie Taylor, and I am honored this morning. Now, I know him. I've done interviews with him before, but for you listening, you might not know President and Chief Financial Officer Mark Giaquinto. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Melanie. Thanks for having us back.
You 100%. I'm so glad that we're going to talk today. We're talking about the Blood Science Foundation and Vitalant and what that is, both of those. And we're also going to be talking about the Next Up Awards, which are going to be happening October 6th. But before we get to that, Mark, share a little bit about your history and how you got to be where you are today. Now, I know currently you were working somewhere else, but now as the president and chief financial officer of the Blood Science Foundation, just talk about how you got to where you are.
Sure. In a nutshell, I started in not-for-profits and hospitals back in 1985, way back in 1985. Spent a lot of time at Allegheny General Hospital. Mm-hmm. Then I moved over to Children's Hospital. I moved up through the ranks of Children's and ultimately became their CFO. So I was the CFO at Children's till 2008. And then I moved over here to the Blood Bank. And I was CFO at the Blood Bank from 2008 to 17 when the industry here locally got pretty rough.
Right.
And blood donations were going down across the country, especially here in southwestern PA. And being that the Central Blood Bank was the predominant blood supplier to the region, we needed to find a way of solidifying and stabilizing the blood to make sure that our world renowned hospitals would have the blood they need when they need it. So the company joined the largest independent blood center in the country out of Scottsdale, Arizona, called Vitalant. And they operate in 30 states. And so this is, it hasn't helped that much with the local collections because of a lot of reasons. But it does stabilize and ensures that the hospitals here will have the blood they need when they need it. Well, when we did that deal, the board came to me and said, Mark, how'd you like to try to do some fundraising? There's no foundation doing monetary fundraising tied to a blood center in the country.
Wow.
So how many times in your life do you get to try to do something that no one else has done successfully this far into my career? So I said, yes, I'm up for the challenge. So the last 4 years, and I never anticipated getting a pandemic thrown into the middle.
Right, right.
But we're making progress, we're growing, and we seem to be inching our way into where I would say we're being successful.
And you know, Mark, I've interviewed you before and either I forgot or I really didn't wrap my head around the fact that this is the first one in the country and you've created that and this is you. And for the past 4 years, the Blood Science Foundation has been hugely because of your brainiac, your method of figuring this all out.
Well, there's been others. They just have succeeded.
Right. And this one is doing well.
They had a very short life. I'm not sure very many have gone 5 years, but we're now on our fifth year. And like I said, every year we've grown a little bit more, with the exception of last year with the pandemic. But it feels good. It feels good.
It should feel good. Good for you. My Lord. President and Chief Financial Officer Mark Giaquinto, that's who we're talking to today of the Blood Science Foundation. It's Melanie Taylor on Sunday Magazine. The Blood Science Foundation, BSF, is the fundraising and say that word for me, because you know I'm going to say it 15 philanthropic. I mispronounce it constantly. 25 years in broadcasting, and it's one of those words that get me. Anyway, so Vitalant is formerly Central Blood Bank. So if you're listening this morning and you're like, oh, okay, Central Blood Bank, that is the new name, of course, Vitalant. So talk a little bit about, you know, and the statistics that I was reading prior to you and I talking today were alarming. Every 2 seconds, and I don't think, because if you or your family or your friends don't need that, then it's not top of mind to you. But every 2 seconds, someone in this country needs a blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds. So in the amount of time that I've just said all these words, think about that.
Absolutely. And not only that, besides everybody needing every 2 seconds, every unit of blood that's donated can save 3 lives. And only 10% mm-hmm. of the people eligible to donate actually do.
And I wonder why that is.
There's a lot of reasons. Some people, because of their medical history, cannot.
Okay.
Other people are fearful of needles.
Right. True.
It's real. I mean, there's a lot of reasons people don't donate.
Right.
The foundation gives those people an opportunity to still help the cause and ensure that there's blood available when it's needed. It may not be you who needs the blood. Could be a family member, mm-hmm. be your neighbor, could be a friend. But the fact of the matter is that blood needs to be there in advance. Blood used on patients actually have been donated 2 days prior.
Right.
So, you know, we think about the Tree of Life shooting.
Right.
That happened a number of years ago. That blood, it was fortunately we had enough blood to cover. The hospitals that we supplied took care of all those patients, all those victims. And the blood that was used on those victims to help them was collected 2 days in advance. Mm-hmm. Nobody has a crystal ball and can anticipate, oh, we're going to have this situation, so I better donate today. We need regular blood donors. Every day of Blood Science Foundation, Vitalant needs 600 donors a day, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to meet the needs of the local community. We actually get about 300.
Wow. So think about that. You know, we're always needing extra donations. 100%. We need people to donate. The website, which I'm going to give you throughout the morning too, is bloodsciencefoundation.org. Super easy. bloodsciencefoundation.org. Before we get into October 6th and the next UP Awards and what actually that is, talk a little bit this morning, Mark, about the how the Blood Science Foundation raises money and how that goes out to all of the hospitals. Because I'm reading here, the blood supplies to 50 hospitals within that Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, so Vitalant supplies 50 hospitals in the area, including all of the Allegheny Health Network and the UPMC local hospitals. So they are the predominant supplier mm-hmm. in the region. I mean, 50 hospitals in total, those two being the two largest, of course. You know, so when you think about the high level of world-renowned care that people get there, and they come in from all over the world to those organizations for transplants, cardiac care, cancer care, the pressure on Vitalant is big to make sure that the blood's there in the form. And it's not just a unit of blood. You also have to match up the different types of blood.
Right.
We don't have any crystal ball that tells us, oh, we're going to need O neg today or we're going to need A positive tomorrow. So we have to have a cross-section all the time. And joining Vitalant, it helps us because we always need blood. Mm-hmm. So we bring blood in from the other Vitalant locations here every day to make up that 300 units that aren't donated here. So that is very, very, very important to us.
Right. We're talking this morning to President and Chief Financial Officer Mark Giaquinto, Blood Science Foundation. It's the fundraising unit, of course, for Vitalant, formerly known as the Central Blood Bank. Mark, this is Melanie Taylor, Sunday Magazine, just reminding everybody you're listening to Odyssey Radio, and thank you for joining us. Mark, what this is something that I just can't sometimes wrap my head around, and maybe you can help me wrap my head around it. But with COVID last year, and you know, we have a hope for a better tomorrow, we're looking ahead to the latter part of this year into 2022. That naturally affected the Blood Science Foundation and Vitalant, did it not?
It affected both, yes. From Vitalant's standpoint, when you think about 30% of the 60% of the blood collected by Vitalant is collected on mobile drives, which means Vitalant goes to workplaces, mm-hmm. goes to schools and collects the blood
right.
at that point. With everybody working remotely, learning remotely, those mobile drives just disappeared. And when that makes up 60% of your blood collections, that's one thing. Within high schools, it's even a bigger deal because with high schools, they make up 30% of the total blood we collect.
Oh.
So the high schools, those all just disappeared overnight.
Right, right. Couldn't go to the schools. You couldn't get into them.
And so they started coming back a little bit, but now with the resurgent, and we're in round two here.
Right.
A lot of the schools being cautious, and rightly so, are coming to us and canceling the drives out of the safety of the students and everything. So it is what it is.
Right, right. But anyone listening this morning, they can go and donate blood. Could they not?
Yeah, we have 10 fixed sites. We have 10 fixed sites throughout the southwestern PA that you can go and schedule through vitalant.org. And we also on that same site have all of the mobile drives posted. So you can even go to a mobile drive where we're still running them where we can. And so that's the Vitalant side of it. From the Blood Science Foundation side and fundraising, you can imagine the challenges on
right.
trying to raise money. One thing that we did that was turned out to be very successful is, you know, you can't live without two things. One is blood, and the other one's food. And with all the food insecurity during the pandemic, mm-hmm. we started a program called Save Lives, Feed Families, where people would come in and donate blood. And we would make a monetary contribution to the local food banks where they donated. And in a 4-month period of time, we brought new donors to the table for Vitalant. We saw 3,500 roughly new donors
wow.
in the program, and made a monetary contributions of something like $45,000 to the food banks in the area. So we're trying to do mm-hmm. what we can, make things work where they can, but monetary donations are, like I said, are always welcomed.
Sure. Like you said, in all southwestern Pennsylvania, you can make a, you know, appointment by talent.org. Go there right now. We're talking this morning to Mark Giaquinto. It is Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio on Sunday Magazine. He's the president and chief financial officer of the Blood Science Foundation. And I'm excited now to talk about what we really are looking ahead for October 6th, which is the Next Up Awards. Now, this event is held at the Lamont Restaurant October 6th from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. But let's just start here. What exactly are the Next Up Awards?
So first of all, this is the first event.
Mm-hmm. First ever. Hopefully it's first annual, right? Second annual, third.
And we hope it will be.
Yes.
But we were talking about how can we recognize young people and at the same time introduce them to the blood.
Got it.
For blood. Because fact of the matter is that the young people, what happens is in southwestern PA, our largest population of blood donors are the baby boomers.
Oh, really?
And they're leaving the ranks of being blood donors. They're aging,
right.
their medical conditions, and that's contributing to the 50% of blood that we collect. So we were trying to introduce and trying to get the young people to adopt regular blood donations. So we were trying to figure out how to
get the young ones.
Yeah. The young, get at the younger folks.
Yes.
And it was about a year ago that we looked at it. It was like, you know, young people are doing a lot of things and the media doesn't necessarily pick up that side of it mm-hmm. all the time. And so we thought, you know what, let's see if what we can do with it. We'll create some philanthropic opportunities here and we'll help kids further their educations in the process. And during that evening, we'll introduce them to some facts about blood and the importance of being a blood donor. Kids can start donating blood at age 16.
Wow.
With parent permission.
Okay.
So, you know, think about it. That's like ninth grade.
Sure.
Point. So we came up with this idea of the Next Up Awards. Basically, it's to recognize kids who are doing philanthropic activities. It doesn't have to be raising money necessarily. So kids are nominated. They could be nominated from a number of ways. We posted that out. I think we put the nomination forms up back in the spring.
Okay.
Actually, it was even before the spring. It was beginning of the calendar year.
Okay.
And we got nominations. And so that was the first thing we needed was we had nominations from a variety of places. The kids are grouped into three age groups, 12 and under, 13 to 15, and 16 to 18. It's kind of hard to put 18-year-olds up against 10-year-olds.
Yeah, right.
We came up with three age groups. And we thought, you know what, let's recognize the kids. So first place in each age group will get $2,500 to further their education.
This is great.
Or if they are going to do something else with their life, they could put the money back into their philanthropic activity.
Great.
The other two runners up in each age group gets $500.
This is wonderful for the first year.
So we're doing that. Let's see, some of the finalists.
You have 10 finalists. Is that true?
We have 10 finalists. We were planning on three in each age group, but one of the age groups, the committee, which is a committee made up of community folks, and all the submissions were blinded to the committee. So they had no idea where the people were, whether they were male or female.
Right.
All they had was what the philanthropic activity and the description that the nominator gave us. Mm-hmm. And after they ranked everybody according to the four items that we evaluated the submissions on, two tied. So it was rather than split hairs, we just said, well, we'll make them both be finalists.
Yeah.
So one of the age groups, but some of the things that we're talking about here is, yes, there's funding for special causes. So one of the younger folks, they came up with homeless shelters. They were focused on homeless shelters. And they found out on their own that the most needed item in homeless shelters are socks.
I've read this before.
So they actually started a program where they are providing socks. And I would shock you. I don't actually remember what the total number of socks they provided, but it is unbelievable what they've done. Another young lady, the young lady was fighting cancer at the time. Mm. She started making masks for young people with, you know, different types of masks and things. And that was pre-pandemic.
Wow.
Unfortunately, she lost her battle with cancer since she won. She was one of the finalists in her age group, and she passed away recently before the event, but we're still going to honor her.
Yes, on October 6th.
And, I mean, then there's kids who have raised unbelievable amounts of money for their schools, for Ronald McDonald House, for a lot of charities.
Right.
I mean, again, the young people are doing great things.
And no one hears about that necessarily.
No one hears about it. And so what we thought was this is a way of recognizing young people and hopefully getting them some accolades for it.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I'm going to give everybody the website because tickets are still available for this, Mark. Mark Giaquinto, that's who we're talking to right now, the president and chief financial officer of the Blood Science Foundation fundraising event for Vitalant, formerly Central Blood Bank. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. This is Sunday Magazine. Now, to get the tickets, because they're still available for the October 6th event at the Lamont, correct?
That's correct. And the best way to get them is to go to the website that you just gave.
Right. So bloodsciencefoundation.org. And I'll even go a little bit further. You can do /2021 Next Up Awards. But I'm sure, Mark, right there at the bloodsciencefoundation.org, you can probably, there's a link right there to get those tickets right at the website, I'm assuming.
There is.
Yeah. So if somebody's listening and would like to donate also to the Blood Science Foundation this morning and maybe can't make that October 6th event, would you take donations? Is there a donate link on your website?
When you go to our website, there's a donate button in the upper right-hand corner and you can bypass everything and go right to it.
That's wonderful that you give it right there on the website that people can see it, you know?
Yep. Yes.
So these age groups, like you were saying, first place is $2,500, and then second and third place are $500 scholarships for these 10 finalists, these kids.
Correct.
And we're thinking maybe this is going to be an annual thing if it goes well?
We're hoping.
You're hoping.
We're optimistic. Things are, it's even in what's going on here with the pandemic,
right,
round two, it seems to be pretty good support.
Right.
For the event, we've got some good sponsors and ticket sales are now happening right now. We have some principals coming from the schools that, so hopefully it turns out to be a great evening. We're going to be very social distance conscious as much as we can be up at the Lamont.
Right.
They're working with us diligently to make this work.
That's wonderful. And we have about four and a half minutes left. Talk about the MCs for the event, because I know you and I talked off the air about who the MCs for the event are this year, this first year, for the Next Up Awards at the Lamont October 6th.
Yeah, so our MCs are going to be Marty Griffin and his wife, Christine Sorensen.
And they're part of Odyssey, our radio station. Of course, Christine's on KDKA TV, but now Christine also joins Marty, who's on KDKA Radio, and they do a once weekly little show together, husband and wife.
Yeah, it's great. We're looking forward to it. They were very enthusiastic when they were approached to see if they would do it. And like I said earlier, when you and I were talking, Melanie, Marty's been a big supporter of the Blood Science Foundation and Vitalant for a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful to know. And that website is vitalant.org. And like Mark was saying earlier in the interview too, if you would like to donate blood, please go and do that. You can set up, donation times because there's so many locations across southwestern Pennsylvania. It's vitalant.org. All right, we have a couple of minutes left. Just circle back around again, Mark, one time to tell everybody exactly what the Blood Science Foundation is. Maybe someone joined us a little late this morning.
So the Blood Science Foundation is the philanthropic fundraising arm for Vitalant, which is the new name of Central Blood Bank. Our job is to bring in funds to help them do what they do, and that is provide the blood to 50 hospitals in the area, including all of UPMC and Allegheny Health Network.
And naturally, through the pandemic, a lot of the Vitalant, when it would go to the schools, the local schools to collect blood, naturally because of COVID and the pandemic, that was null and void. And, you know, with the Delta variant and like you referred to it kind of like a round two, you're also, having to go different routes. Everybody's having to adapt through this pandemic to see how to raise funds for 501c3s or charitable organizations or how we can get those donations. So you did say that vitalant.org will take, you can set up a time to donate blood that way?
Yes, you can.
That's wonderful to know. Okay, and once again, tell everybody what the Next Up Awards, where they're going to be and what time it's going to be and what they are.
The Next Up Awards are going to be at the Lamont Restaurant on October 6th from 5:30 to 8:00. And the proceeds from that event go to Vitalant to support their high school scholarship program, which basically has about 100 schools in the region doing blood drives, and they make monetary contributions to those schools for their scholarships. Basically, that's about $185,000 a year.
Wow.
So, again, not only do we do the blood, but we're giving back in other ways to the community.
That's amazing. And I'm looking at these notes too, that Pittsburgh uses more blood when compared to a same size city due to its world-renowned healthcare systems. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Like I said earlier, we have, you know, the hospitals here in southwestern PA, we are truly blessed. We have people coming in from all over the world, let alone all over the country, for the care they get here. And that blood needs to be, best case scenario is that blood's collected here and we're not relying on other areas to get our, to ensure the blood's here.
100%. And like Mark just said, you can go to that website to get the tickets. You can even donate. You can get the tickets for the Next Up Awards, which is at the Lamont Restaurant, October 6th from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. Go to bloodsciencefoundation.org, bloodsciencefoundation.org. And my conversation this morning was with President and Chief Financial Officer Mark Giaquinto of the Blood Science Foundation. Mark, it is nothing but a pure pleasure every single time talking with you. I know we try to do it at least once a year, maybe twice a year. But is there anything you would like anyone else to know? You have about 30 seconds just to wrap this up about Blood Science Foundation or Vitalant.
Simply put, there is a lot of reasons people can't or won't donate blood. You can still help the healthcare in this region by making a monetary donation to the Blood Science Foundation. So again, bloodsciencefoundation.org, easy donate button up in the right-hand corner. There's even options as to where you can direct your money to.
That's perfect. Mark, thank you. It's been a pure pleasure this morning.
Melanie, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.